The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. And finally, some sunshine and warmth in central Ohio. My goodness, been cold. So that is wonderful, wonderful news. Hey, here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you have not heard, Tiger Woods was involved in a single car accident shortly after 7 a.m., Pacific Coast time, so that would have been 10 o'clock Ohio time. This morning, approached a turn in the road, didn't make the turn. Some are reporting that his car rolled seven times. He had to be extricated from the car by EMTs, and rescue personnel with the jaws of life was immediately taken to a local hospital. His agent has said that he received multiple leg injuries and is in surgery as we speak. Sheriff's Department says they do not believe that alcohol was involved. They do not know about any other substance, really none of the details. Whether speed was involved, we really know very, very little about the accident itself now, except it's pretty serious. I've seen video of the car that he was driving, and it is seriously, seriously damaged. So Tiger Woods in surgery. He is in California for one of the tournaments that he personally is involved in. He just released a statement a couple of days ago stating that he wasn't really sure whether he was going to be able to compete in the Masters because of another recent back surgery. Have no idea how many back surgeries he has undergone, but it was doubtful whether he was going to be able to play in the Masters. And obviously with this, the Masters is out, and we just have no idea about any future because we don't know the extent of the injuries. Anyway, I know a lot of people are not real Tiger Woods fans, but I don't think anyone of us likes to see anyone suffer. So anyway, Tiger Woods involved in a single car accident, and he was the only one in the vehicle at the time, and he is in surgery for multiple injuries to at least one of his legs, possibly both of his legs. If any other information comes out while we're on the air, of course, I will pass it along to you. Speaking of news, nursing home visitation. The governor of the state of Ohio, Mike DeWine, released a very lengthy document indicating the new rules for visitation in Ohio's nursing homes. Let me read a portion of the release from the governor's office. First of all, the number of new COVID-19 cases in Ohio's nursing homes has dropped significantly to 343 new cases last week compared to the peak of 2,832 new cases in December. And, of course, news media is not stressing this nearly as much as I think that they should, but the overwhelming majority of the COVID cases in the state of Ohio, particularly the fatal cases, have been in Ohio's nursing homes. So last week, 343 new cases compared to a peak of 2,832. So the governor's office says, as the number of nursing home cases continues to drop due to vaccinations in long-term facilities, Governor DeWine today reminded nursing home staff and families of nursing home residents about the status of visitation in Ohio's nursing homes. Visitation is permitted at nursing homes in Ohio if the facilities meet the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services criteria, which is, number one, no new onset of COVID-19 cases in the last 14 days. Number two, the facility is not currently conducting outbreak testing. And number three, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services reports the COVID-19 county positivity rate at less than 10%. So if those three criteria are met, visitation is allowed in that particular nursing home and in that particular county. The release goes on, compassionate care visits, which are special visits in which a family member or other visitor provides comfort, support, and assistance to a resident whose well-being is suffering or at risk, are always permitted regardless of the criteria above. I have a problem with that. Not with the policy, the enforcement. I have known several individuals who had relatives, mom, dad, uncle, aunt, or whatever, in a nursing home and were suffering greatly because of anxiety, loneliness, and so forth, and yet the family still could not visit. So I'm not sure how many individuals know about that criteria. And to be honest, I don't know how many nursing homes know that criteria. Quote, Governor DeWine sent a letter today to all nursing homes in Ohio reminding them to check their county positivity rate every week to determine their visitation status and to remind them to allow for compassionate care visits. That's good news because, as I said, I don't think a lot of nursing homes know that and have been allowing compassionate care visits. So overall, that is good news. The numbers in Ohio continue to decline in the last three or four days. The numbers have been dropping rapidly compared to the peaks of just a few weeks ago. So while we are far from returning to normal, there is good news. The Office of Governor DeWine announced yesterday that the professional baseball teams in Ohio, the Indians and the Reds, will be able to have 10% capacity in their stadiums for the foreseeable future. When the baseball season opens, the Indians and the Reds will be able to allow 10% of their capacity. Well, that will mean 3,000-4,000 people allowed at right now all of the games. Now, if the numbers really drop more rapidly throughout the summer months, that could be eased. But right now, 10%, which is better than nobody. So, as I said, we are far from normal, but things are getting better. All right, we need to take the first break today. Stay tuned. More Bob Burney Live just ahead.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. This is interesting, and maybe I shouldn't make the comment that I'm about to make, but I've been in the studio here preparing for the program and so forth for. Well, I've been on the air now for 20 minutes. I was here. Well, I've been here in the studio well over an hour. And when I walked in, Fox News was reporting the Tiger Woods accident out in California and so forth. And for the last hour, the TV monitor here in the studio is on Fox News. And they have reported nothing else. Nothing for well over an hour. Live coverage. They've got a helicopter flying over the accident site. So I'm sitting here for an hour. I have seen probably 45 minutes of the same helicopter footage, which shows a wrecked car on the ground on its side. And police officials, sheriff's officials measuring and talking and so forth. And we know that Tiger Woods was hurt, multiple leg injuries. We know that he's in surgery. That's all we know. And, you know, okay, he's an important individual. He's famous. But that's a little bit of overkill, I think. Find out the details, and then go and report the other news of the day, because there are a lot of other important things to talk about and report today. That's just one of my pet peeves, and well, now I have it off my chest. All right, there is Supreme Court news. You may have heard yesterday the Supreme Court struck down a Republican challenge over absentee ballots received up to 3 days after Election Day in Pennsylvania. Obviously, a breach of election law in the state of Pennsylvania. I don't care who you supported, Trump, Biden, or Mickey Mouse. The state of Pennsylvania had some serious irregularities and probably illegal activity concerning the election on absentee ballots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it went to the Supreme Court. Now, it's too late for the Supreme Court to impact the election. But you would think that something this serious, the Supreme Court would want to have a full hearing so that the American people can regain faith and trust in the integrity of our federal elections. But no. The dissenters, those who wanted the Supreme Court to take up this case, Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch. Yes, Amy Coney Barrett was among those rejecting the challenge And again, the challenge was not to the outcome of the election, but the process. Can I repeat that? The challenge was not to the outcome of the election, but the process. Clarence Thomas was not a happy camper. He said the decision by the Supreme Court, his colleagues, inexplicable, befuddling, and baffling. He said, quote, "These cases provide us with an ideal opportunity to address just what authority non-legislative officials have to set election rules and to do so well before the next election cycle. The refusal to do so is inexplicable." He went on in a scathing dissent of his colleagues on the Supreme Court. I don't have a whole lot of proof and evidence for this, but I feel, I could be wrong, and I really hope I am. I believe conservatives are going to be very disappointed in Amy Coney Barrett. I just have that feeling. Now, that's the bad news, because I think the Supreme Court should have taken that up. How are we going to regain trust in the integrity of our elections unless we can look honestly and completely at what happened in the last election? But the good news, the Supreme Court has decided to review some pro-life rules during the Trump administration that defunded Planned Parenthood. Quote, "The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday agreed to take up three abortion-related cases from the Trump era that could impact the future of federal funding of abortion providers. The question in all three cases involves a Trump-era Department of Health and Human Services rule that prevented Title X money from going to health clinics that, quote, perform, promote, refer, or support abortion as a method of family planning. Title X is a federally funded family planning program that provides low-income people with cancer screenings, pregnancy tests, and contraceptives. And according to the Trump executive order, Title X money could not be used to provide, support, or even refer abortions. Now, the Biden administration obviously is going to take a different turn. The Supreme Court is going to take up this case, and we're going to see if the quote-unquote conservative justices on the Supreme Court are really pro-life. It's an excellent opportunity to expose the ideology concerning abortion of some of the newer Supreme Court justices. I pray that the outcome is good. Hey, when we come back, another Supreme Court case that I've been watching, the Episcopal Church in Texas and $100 million worth of property. Fascinating case. We'll talk about it when we come back.